Well, hello there, my friend, Jonathan Doyle with you. Welcome to the daily podcast and or video. As I've been saying, I'm actually in the hotel here in Tasmania, and I'm recording this as both a video and an audio because I don't have the full studio set up with me. So if you're watching this on YouTube, welcome aboard. If my fantastic team have pulled out the audio here and you're listening to the podcast, welcome aboard. You know, if you're listening on a podcast, you probably think, wow, he sounds like he's speaking on a video. And if you're listening, watching on video, you're probably thinking, sounds a bit like he's speaking to a podcast audience. Well, it's both. So wherever you are, welcome aboard. I would love you to subscribe. If you're hearing or seeing this, hitting that subscribe button, honestly, friends, it does make a difference. It simply means that more people get a chance to hear this content. And I do it for free, and I do it because I love it, and I do it because I want you to win in life. So please make sure you're subscribed. If you're interested in booking me to speak or finding out how you can book me to work with your business or your team, you can find everything at the website jonathandoyle.co, and you can see my daily adventures on Instagram at jdoylespeaks. Jdoylespeaks on Instagram. Yesterday, I did a cool run to the summit of Mount Wellington here in Tasmania, and just the normal crazy stuff I get up to every day is on Instagram. Right, let's get into it today. I'm just back in the hotel after doing day two of a four-day speaking tour with senior leaders. And I was working in this concept with them, on this concept with them of virtues-based leadership. And one of the things that I'm doing is helping them understand the intergenerational aspect of self-leadership. That's a big mouthful. Intergenerational aspect of self-leadership. And I shared with them an insight from the famous Dr. Gabor Mate, who you may have heard of. Dr. Gabor Mate is probably one of the most well-known speakers in the issues of trauma and addiction. He writes and speaks on this topic quite beautifully because he's experienced it, because he was abandoned as a one-year-old child during the Second World War in Hungary and wasn't reunited with his mother for 6 years. And so he became an expert in attachment and generational trauma and how that works out in addiction. And so I was reading his new book, and he makes a lot of really great points in that book. And one of them, as I was reading it, was quite deflating, because he was kind of talking about the intergenerational nature of addiction and trauma, which simply means that, you know, if you or I or anybody is struggling with addiction or trauma, it's not entirely our fault, because there's a very strong likelihood that it's been a pattern in a family system. Now, the extreme of that is people just say, well, no one's responsible for anything because you had a bad childhood. It's not that. I mean, you know, there's nuance here. It's about recognizing that we are responsible, but we're also conditioned by what we've come from. And he kind of helped me see that, you know, if you're struggling with something and if life's difficult, it can also have a lot to do with what your great-grandparents were doing. So here's my point. As I read it, I kind of, for a couple of days, was a bit deflated. I thought, well, you know, I've had my own challenges in my own childhood and upbringing, and I wonder if I'm just destined to repeat them raising my own kids. But then, and this is where it gets interesting, I had a thought a couple of days after reading it where I thought, why can't this also work the other way? And what I mean by this is, what if we make changes in our own life, in the lifespan that we're given? What if instead of passing on intergenerational trauma or addiction, what if we were able to pass on intergenerational awesomeness? Or intergenerational excellence, or intergenerational healing. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you today is that the work we do on this channel, and the work that I kind of dedicated to most of my life around supporting people, motivation, leadership, personal development, goals, personal success, is I really want you to get better. I genuinely want anybody watching or listening to this to grow, because the game that you're playing is actually a bigger game. Yes, if you grow, if you get better, if you get healthier emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, physically, yes, your life's going to be better. And it is. And it will be. But as you become more whole and more healed and more healthy, you impact the people closest to you, your marriage, your parenting, if you're married or you have kids, or whatever relationships you're in. And that's intergenerational change. So I just want to say to you that if you find aspects of this whole personal growth, personal development, breaking addictions, breaking bad habits, growing in different areas, if you ever find this difficult, well, so do I. And I think it's encouraging to realize that, yes, it's difficult, but let's not forget, we're playing for some pretty high stakes here, stakes that may go beyond our lives. You see, if you live your life well, you're touching the future. I really think that. If I'm a good husband and a good father to my kids, I'm imperfect, but I'm going to help my kids to be better humans. And then they're going to have better relationships and they're going to be better parents. And you can see how we, I guess in its simplest form, we'd say it's paying it forward. But I think there's a real power in this. So all of today's message is just, I guess I'm trying to say a couple of basic things. If you're dealing with difficulty right now, mental health, suffering, trauma, then the game isn't over yet. And you can be that person that significantly breaks the pattern. And the second thing I'd say is that doing that's not easy. We got to be reminded of that, because sometimes we think that personal development and growth is pretty straightforward, but it's not. And if it was easy, everybody would literally do it. If losing weight, getting fit, taking responsibility for your career, your behavior was easy, then everyone would just optimize, but they don't. We don't optimize. We have to push against a force that wants to hold us exactly where we are. So this is work. But your work will benefit you and it will benefit those that follow you. And that is something I think worth really committing your life to. God bless you. Press on, press in, onwards and upwards. As C.S. Lewis said, further up and further in. Keep going, press on, my friend. Please make sure you're subscribed. Come and say g'day on Instagram, at J Doyle Speaks. If you're on Instagram, grab your phone right now. Just do a search, J Doyle Speaks, and come and send me a DM, say hello. Let me know if I can do some content that's helpful to you. If you want to book me to speak, if you want to book me for anything else, it is on the website, jonathandoyle.co. God bless you, my friend. You are touching the future. My name is Jonathan Doyle. This has been The Daily Message, and I'm going to talk again tomorrow.